This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right now, I'm on the phone right now with Athanar from a band that wears very mysterious outfits on stage. You may have seen them under the hood a few years back when they played with Obituary and Creator. And you may have seen them a number of times. They've come through the Northwest. Obviously, it's been a couple of years due to this whole global pandemic and whatnot. But Athanar from Midnight, dude, it's awesome to chat with you.
Well, it's great to have you chat at me.
So,
appreciate it.
My first question for you, dude, there is a Northwest label my friend runs, and they just recently started about a year ago during the pandemic. It's called Satanic Royalty. It's obviously taking its name from Satanic Royalty, your album. How do you feel about being so influential that there's an underground label that kind of pays homage to you?
That's cool, man. To sound very hippie-ish, it is the circle of life. You know, it's something that just keeps on going. So that's a cool, and as UFO would say, it's a natural thing. So it's a cool thing.
Awesome, man. Well, so you're in Cleveland right now, I assume.
Yes.
So Cleveland has a rich history of music. For me personally, I grew up in like the kind of hardcore music. So, you know, I love Integrity. I love Ringworm. What are some of your favorite Cleveland bands of all time?
Some of my favorite Cleveland bands growing up in the 80s, like the metal scene was great here. And of course, yeah, you had your, you know, like what you're talking about, more like 90s hardcore stuff. But in the 80s, we had Destructor, who were the kings of like the thrash speed metal stuff. You know, yeah. They were just as top notch, you know, to us Clevelanders as, you know, as like, you know, Exodus and Slayer and stuff. You know, that was our heavy metal heroes. And then, you know, Breaker, Black Death, all the stuff on Auburn Records, Purgatory, Kratos, the Iron Beast EP, one of the most nastiest, vile records you'll ever hear. Love it. You know, and then of course the Dead Boys and James Gang, Pagans, all, you know, like all those Pere Ubu, Rocket from the Tombs. You know, it's Cleveland has a rich history of good stuff, I think.
So those bands you mentioned, I hate to sound ignorant, but I don't know a lot of what you just said, so I'm going to have to do some research and really write these down. Were these bands that you got to see personally, or is this stuff you had to research, you know, once you got into this stuff?
Well, the 80s stuff, yeah, I saw, but most, like, the other ones, you know, they either, you know, died or, yeah. You know, I saw reunion shows types, you know, like the 70s type bands, but, you know, like, of course, the Pagans and yeah, I saw their reunion shows, and it was great. The Dead Boys reunion show without Stiv was still really good.
And
of course, you know, the said Destructor, that was one of the first shows I saw as a kid before their bass player died. So it's definitely worth looking into, man, for sure.
So you know, growing up, like, what was the first, you know, album that really influenced you to get into, like, underground, you know, whether it be punk or metal or just, you know, anything that's not the, like, top 40? What was the first thing that really kind of meshed with you?
Well, the first thing, I mean, it's all, you know, it's all a gateway kind of stuff, you know, right? I mean, when you're addicted to heroin, I mean, you don't really start with heroin. So, I started with methamphetamine.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. It just crept in early. Like, you know, hear Van Halen or something on the radio, at that time, you know, Def Leppard and Quiet Riot were really popular. So you heard like these things that were like, wow, this doesn't sound like Madonna. You know, it's obviously, yeah. As a 9-year-old kid, you know, you're trying to figure this out. You know, you just stopped in your pants a couple of years ago, so things are pretty new. So it just went right from, you know, you hearing those kind of things, you know, just like the sound of distorted guitar and volume and like what you thought were screaming vocals, you know, bang your head and stuff, and then and it just, you know, went into the Metallica, them being at the time. They had just gotten signed to Elektra, so it was kind of a big deal, you know. And so, like, hearing stuff like, you know, like that, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, you know, the more common thrash speed metal kind of stuff. And then, like I said, you just take a deep dive quick from there. I mean, then, you know, before you know it, a couple months later, you know, you're into Bathory, Frost, and Sodom and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, can you recall what your first like rock or metal T-shirt was when you were a kid?
You know what? Well, my I can, and I didn't even know it at the time. But it was Gene Simmons' solo album Iron On.
Really?
Because yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, well, then it was you know, you if you didn't go to the concert, well, it, you know, the merchandise game wasn't anywhere near it is now, you know, of course. But so then, I mean, you either got like flea market shirts, we called them, which when you washed them once, the design was under your armpit. You know, it was just terrible clothing. To answer your question, it was like an iron on of a Gene Simmons solo album. I just liked it because at the time I got it, you know, it was like, oh wow, this looks cool, you know. I wasn't even into music yet, so but by the time I got into music, I would say my first rock shirt was a flea market Van Halen shirt.
That's awesome. So you know, I do have to mention that the reason really why that we're talking today is because coming out on March 4th on Metal Blade, you guys have a new record called Let There Be Witchery. And you guys are unleashing this record upon us. And when I say you guys, I really mean you, as in, you are the songwriter of the band.
My other multiple personalities.
Yes. So yes.
It is us.
So when you were growing up, did you first start on drums, or did you first start on guitar or bass, or what was your first instrument of destruction?
Oh, I found an acoustic guitar kind of in the trash, so that was the way to start.
Yeah.
And of course I thought, just being ignorant, I didn't know that. Like, I thought you just picked up a guitar, didn't matter, and then you would immediately sound like Eddie Van Halen.
No.
Which I didn't. So it took me a minute to figure out that, oh, it's an electric guitar. And me and my friend, we wanted to start a band. Because that was always the intention, to start a band, make up tunes, make up music. So he got the guitar and I got the bass. And because I liked drums too, and even at that time, but my mom and dad weren't going to allow me to have drums banging in the house all the time. So I figured the next best thing was the bass. It's kind of a combo platter of guitar and drums.
Okay, so when Midnight first started, did you ever picture it being, like a live touring band, or was it just like a project in your head, like, I'm just going to put this all out? Was there a grand vision, or did it just start as just like a you personal thing?
Yeah, it just started out as, I'd like to put out this EP, and that's what the first, the first EP was, and that's all it was, and that's all it was intended to be, just because my friend at the time, it's still my friend, but he had a recorder, and I thought it sounded really fucking good. I was like, oh man, I'd love to record something on that, because he had a way of really getting those early 80s style drums, like really thuddy. And I was like, oh man, it'd be cool to record something on that. And so that was the impetus of wanting to do something, and the fact that I was just tired. I wanted to just to make some stuff up that I personally wanted to hear, you listen to, at least at the time, there was so much black metal and everything just got so extreme, extreme, faster. And I get it, when I was 12, you wanted it extreme, you wanted it heavier, you wanted it faster. But I mean, there comes a point where it gets so fast or so extreme where the song is forgotten. And it's like, oh, that's right, we were supposed to make up songs too, not just to be extreme
not
noise for the fucking racket. Yeah. So that's what the intent was too, to make up something that you can listen to, and air guitar too, and air drum too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's awesome, man. And yeah, absolutely, man. Midnight. And you guys have these, you know, rad parts. I will say you guys have rad parts, but like all, it always comes back to this like bitchin' like sing along and like just it's good songs, you know. So you've definitely done a good job with that. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. So we're coming up on, you know, crazy to think that like 2 years we're coming up on, you know, when the world really shut down. You know, it's weird to think that coming up on this Friday, I'm going out to Vegas to see Metallica. And it's just like,
oh, nice.
Holy ish. You know, like 2 years ago, we were all just locking down. And where were you?
Getting ready for that 10-day curve.
Yes, yes. Yeah, 2 weeks, it'll all be fine. Just get your toilet paper. We'll be okay. So where were you, man? Were you out on tour or were you at home?
We were getting ready to take over the world. Yeah. I mean, it was because we had just put out the Rebirth by Blasphemy album, you know, our Metal Blade debut. Yep. Everything was, you know, we had the ball rolling.
This
and then all of a sudden, a big, huge boner turned into a flaccid dong.
Yep.
We had the tour shirts printed, all that kind of stuff. You know, we were just in that boat with, you know, like a lot of bands did, I'm sure. So it was, we were thinking the same thing, like, oh, well, you know, these first 7 dates we'll probably miss, you know, but we'll get right back up in it in Detroit. And like, okay. Yeah. And like you said, 2 years later, here we are.
So, you know, you immediately pretty much have to pivot. What did you do to fill your time? I mean, obviously you have an album that came out of it, but aside from that, you know, the first little while, did you immediately go into songwriting mode or did you have to, you know, stick to other things to fill your time?
Oh no, I mean, that's all I got, man. I mean, I'm not, that's all I do. That is my sole interest in life and purpose in life. So that's all I got is just, you know, like making up tunes, listening to tunes, whatever. But yeah, I just wrote and recorded a lot. I mean, even this album, Let There Be Witchery, was recorded right before all the pandemic started because, I said, we were intending to go and be busy that whole 2020. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go in January 2020, record this album, so it's all nice and done.
Yeah.
And so it was. But then, yeah, then we had 2020 to off all year, so I just did a lot of recording and writing. So there's tons of stuff to be coming out over the next decade, I guess.
Dude, you're the prince of metal. Oh man, there's so much stuff in your vault right now. I can just picture. You said so this is done already as the pandemic started. This album that's coming out 2 years later. Can you you know, kind of give me a peek behind like how much stuff do you think you've recorded over the last 2 years?
Probably, 2-3 albums.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool, yeah, man. So it's three, four albums. So it'll be, you know, just have to, you know, put them out. It's just going to be kind of funny because it's going to be like, you know, wow, that happened then, you know, but there was still plenty of stuff to write about. You know, I'm more of a writer of reality. So there's, you know, it's not all COVID sucks albums. You know,
the topical, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not about that. You know, I live in my own bubble anyway. So the COVID ish, besides the fact that it, you know, told me to not play music live, other than that, it didn't really affect me too much at all, fortunately, you know, unlike some other people, which sucks for the other people. But
You know, I was going to ask, you know, prepared to ask, like, how do you stay sane during this? But it sounds like...
Stay sane? I mean, I've been gone, man. I'm done with that. Sanity left me decades ago.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, but at least it kept you going and you're insane. And it kept you within your own insanity and
right,
kept
right.
you busy.
Yeah. 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 I'm fine with that. Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned that you're kind of in your own bubble, and I have to ask, like, you know, I'm talking to you on the phone, and a lot of these interviews I do via Zoom and stuff, but, you know, I was told that you don't even have a smartphone, and is that a purposeful thing, is to, like, stay off social media and just kind of...
I just can't afford it, bro. Can you lend me, like, $5? It's exactly that. I mean, I just have no interest in one, you know, and if I don't have any interest in something, why do it? So, I mean, it's pretty easy for me. but yeah, I'm just, still on the old flippy and, I'm fine with that. But yeah, just no interest in being a cell phone zombie, but you know, that's up to people. You know, I'm not here to judge. So,
you know, if you were in an up and coming band that was trying to, like, quote unquote, market yourself and you told some label that, they'd probably be like, what the hell, man, you got to get up all your socials, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, Midnight was this, you know, living, breathing entity that, like, had its own, like, cult-like following, you know, you don't need that. And you never have needed that. So it's, you know, when you sign on with a label like Metal Blade, it's like they know what they're getting, right? So.
Yeah, they knew what they were getting into. So that is one thing. I mean, you know, the thing with the, like, the Facebook and all the, you know, Instagram and stuff. I mean, those are started by friends of mine who just wanted to take it in their own hands. You know, that's their thing. Mm-hmm. So I let them do their thing. I was like, okay, well, you know, it's like, so that's why it's a, I guess, official fan page. So it's for people who are into the band, who want to communicate with each other, talk with each other, and hopefully use that issue for what it's supposed to be used for, rather than just belittle each other and make fun of each other's pictures and just show titties or whatever. I mean, you know, whatever, do whatever the hell you want. I care less, but
yeah,
but some of it's just kind of, It's not for me. So, that's just my take on it. Whatever, you know.
That's a good approach to make, man. And so I'm curious about, you know, as far as we all have these days, right? So whether or not, you know, you're in your own kind of bubble or not, you have to have, you know, had a yiddish day within the last couple of years. If you do have that kind of a day, what's an album that you can go to, like, that you're personally, like, a big fan of? Whether it's, you know, to get your aggression out, you know, to maybe, you know, any kind of album, you know, whatever mood you're in is if you're just having a crap day.
Well, I'll tell you, an album not to put on is Bathory, Bloodfire, Death, or Trouble of the Skull.
Okay.
those will sink you deeper.
Yes.
I don't know. Those are powerful albums to me. Since a kid, I love those albums. They're two of my favorite albums. But man, they can, for some reason, man, those albums. Yeah, you know, I've listened to them on bad days, and they don't make me feel better. They just make me feel like, you know what? Today is a good day to end it all. You know what? Today is a fine day to die. So I would recommend, if you want to still breathe air, to not listen to those.
Okay.
But if you want to continue to breathe air and ingest toxic fumes of the earth here, then you have to put on a Twisted Sister. Yeah, You Can't Stop Rock and Roll or something like that.
There you go.
Something that just it just tells you, fuck everybody else, and you can do it. You know, Dee Snider's message of positivity is unmatched.
Dude, absolutely. He's someone that I got to chat with over the last couple of years, and you know, just chatting with him is awesome because he's still super plugged into, you know, underground music. You know, he was telling me about these couple hardcore bands that he listens to, like, you know, via, you know, just like his daughter gets him into all these bands and stuff. So,
Toxic Holocaust, Joel from Toxic Holocaust, his backing band is basically Dee's backing band now, right? Nikki and
so cool.
And his brother, so it's kind of funny.
So, you know, Midnight, you guys have had been able to tour quite a bit and get out there, and you know, I mentioned play with Obituary and Creator, and you know, some of your own headlining tours. You know, going around the world touring with Midnight, have you had the opportunity to meet some of like your heroes growing up and play on some of these like bigger European festivals and stuff?
I try not to see it as, you know, they were heavy metal heroes, are heavy metal heroes. But in the end, sometimes I don't want to see it like that because, sure. Like anything, man, I'm maybe just a negative Clevelander, but, I just don't want to be disappointed, you know, not that I would stop listening to the music, you know, say I met Steve Harris and he was a total prick to me. You know, would I stop listening to Iron Maiden? Probably not. But there's just a point of just if there comes a point where you just naturally meet somebody, no matter who it is, you know, no matter if they play guitar in your favorite band or if they served you coffee. You know, I mean, you can make a lifelong friend with or some sort of cohort with somebody.
Totally.
In any walk of life. So, it's, you know, pretty open-minded, I think, as far as that. You know, like one of the, one thing my dad, yeah, you know, your dad always teaches you something. But, you know, and my dad's words of advice were, an asshole is an asshole, doesn't matter. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you can have all the money in the world, you can be this, that, whatever, it doesn't matter, but you're an asshole. You know, so you know, and in a way he's saying it doesn't matter, you know, what you do. So I don't know if that had anything else to do with your question. So sorry, totally, if I got off topic there.
No, I mean, you're keeping it real, like, and being honest, and you know, I want to come back to that Cleveland negative thing you threw in there for a second, but I did have to mention a story kind of that relates to that is my friend Mikey. He's not like a huge fan of rock or metal. You know, he likes some of the bands, but he was at a bar one time, and this guy with a huge beard comes up, and you know, they're talking, and they just, you know, start this awesome conversation, and they're just like broing down, and you know, it's not like they're like lifelong friends, but they had a really good conversation for like 30 minutes about sports and just life and stuff, and the guy leaves, and my friend Mikey's like, yeah, and he talks to my friend Steelman, who comes in, and Steelman's like, dude, did you see that Zach Wilde just walked out of the bar? And my friend's like, wait, who's Zach Wilde? What are you talking about? He's like, dude, that's Zach Wilde. It's like one of my favorite guitarists. And the guy's like, my friend Mikey's like, oh, I have no idea. So he just, you know, it's just that thing is like, if you could just have a conversation with anyone, just like, you know, a good dude's a good dude, or a good woman, you know, a good person is a good person. So.
Right. Yeah, just try not to muck things up so much. You know, trim off the fat, keep it simple. You know, that's what I think too. You know, if you know, good person is good person, whatever.
So you mentioned, are you just a cynical or just like a pessimistic or the way you put it, negative Clevelander? Is that a thing? Is that true?
It's Cleveland, man. I mean, it's a Cleveland thing, I guess.
I don't know. I've honestly never been to Cleveland, so I just...
Wow, you're missing out, buddy, man. I mean, you know, Cleveland probably was fairly similar to Seattle pre-grunge days, yeah. I guess, you know?
Super working class. And
Yeah, just working class. You know, just used to losing sports teams, not to bring sports into music and stuff and competitiveness. But I mean,
it's part of it.
It's just the attitude of it's just like,
used to get
you're used to it. And I'm sure you've heard it. You know, there's always, you know, any jokes or, you know, in movies or something, there's always a reference to like, oh man, you must be from Detroit or you must be from Cleveland. You know, there's a, you know, like any like armpit of the country is Cleveland or Detroit or Buffalo, something like that. You know, it's we're used to it. So, so it's just always, I guess, born with that sort of chip on your shoulder, but you don't even really care that you have a chip on your shoulder. And that's the point of Cleveland, I think, is it's like, yeah, gives a fuck. You know, it's, and so you're not really out to prove too much. You just are who you are, and whatever happens, happens. So,
do you think that comes out in the music that comes from your city?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, any genuine music, I mean, you're gonna be influenced by your region or surroundings, whatever that may be. You know. So, you know, definitely does.
Awesome, man. Well, you know, I've taken a lot of your time this morning, you know, at Athanar, obviously from Midnight, the new album, Let There Be Witchery, is coming out March 4th on Metal Blade. You can pre-order it. By the time you're hearing this, you can just order it or you can stream it or whatever way you purchase it. Just give it a shot and check it out.
You can even steal it from a major chain store. That's the best way. Shoplifting LPs is the best. You just have to wear a big winter jacket, but don't do it from an indie store. Don't do it from your local mom and pop shop. You know, steal from chain stores.
Athanar said it best.
That's my advice.
My last question for you, dude: if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
You know what? Well, since I mentioned my dad before, I'll give you one here. This, I got a good scar right between my eyes, like right at the Charles Manson, X spot. I was helping my dad put up a pole in the yard for some reason. And so, I was like, oh, I'll pick it up. And then, but he was picking it up as well. So when I bent down to pick it up, he picked it up and it just went bam, smash right between the eyes, straight between the eyes, I should say, as a rainbow reference there to Ritchie Blackmore fans. Yeah. But so it's still there, and so it's a cool thing. I can look cross-eyed into my middle of my forehead and think of the way my dad abused me with a big, huge fucking metal pole.
So metal, dude. Literally, that is so metal.
Yeah, it is. Very metal. Yep. I was scarred by metal at an early age.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, and any final words for the Seattle audience?
Oh, Seattle. I'm ready, man. The 206, you know, keep your eyes peeled for that first Queensryche EP on 206. And, so that, send them over. I never have enough of that first EP. That's a great one.
Dude, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.